When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Americans moving internationally. Top 10 outbound places. Where do you think Americans are going? Any guesses?
What's Italy's on the list? Italy's got to be in the top 10.
Italy, not on the list.
They are offering houses for $1 for sale.
Really?
Yeah. Well, yeah,
in certain parts.
You got to build them and put a bunch of money into them and put like $25,000 in escrow to purchase these houses for a buck.
Now, this is based off of a moving company's statistics of where all Americans are going. So it's not that Italy might not be on the up and up, but this is from 2024 where Americans did move. The number one place, Panama.
Panama. Okay, so we're talking maybe some cheaper Central American countries that offer a lot for a little, and a couple with $2-3 million saved can live high on the hog in, you know, Central America.
So
Panama.
Then Puerto Rico is going to be on there. Yeah.
Bingo, Puerto Rico's number 9.
Yeah,
there are a couple others.
I would have thought like Canada, but so maybe are people moving to Mexico?
People are not moving to Mexico. Well, they're not in the top 10. For like destinations for outbound Americans.
Honduras or Guatemala?
Close. We've got the Dominican Republic.
Yep.
And we've got Ecuador. Those are 3 and 4.
Ecuador's big.
Number 2, I think, is just based on population. It's India. I think that they just worldwide have a massive population. There are tons of people that come from India to the U.S. and go back from the U.S. back to India.
You'd have to pay me so much money.
I visited once for a friend's wedding. It was a really cool cultural experience. I don't have any desire to go back. It's not. It's just.
Looks very crowded there.
It's really crowded. It was so polluted there. We had to take a couple flights there. The place where the wedding was not in one of the major hubs. Flying out of Nagpur, which is where the wedding was, and back to, I think it was Mumbai. This was around the time of the fires that we had in Oregon, or it was on the heels of that summer. And the air quality at the airport from pollution was so bad. It was worse than Oregon during the firefighters. They couldn't send during the Oregon fires.
Yeah.
They couldn't send flights out of the airport because of pollution visibility. They needed to either wait for 1 wind or 2 rain to clear it. We just sat in the airport for 4 hours under a fog of pollution. It was unbelievable.
Gross.
And like hard to breathe in the ways that like you feel when you go to places at elevation. Yeah. It was rough.
Gross.
Number 5 on the list though, Turkey.
This is weird.
The hair thing?
Well, what's the hair thing?
Well, everyone goes to Turkey to get the hair transplants.
Oh, but I wouldn't imagine they don't stay in Turkey.
Maybe you can't get back.
That's fair.
Possible. I mean, Turkey, there's a lot of political unrest there. I'm not sure how desirous I would be of moving there.
Yeah, wasn't that, didn't, like, less than 5 years ago, like, an attempted coup try to happen there or something like that? Yeah. Good Lord.
Indonesia, number 6. Morocco, number 7. The Netherlands, number 8.
That makes sense.
I was there, I went there in college. Lovely place.
Legal pot, legal sex, it's all, and I mean like pay for sex.
And honestly, it's a lovely country. I mean, I think it's around the same what is it, the same latitude as Portland, like across the globe. And so it's a similar climate.
It doesn't change much.
But it's really nice springs and summers. You can kind of get some Indian summer on the back end, but you get wet and gray throughout most of the winter. It's similar climates.
I can get behind that.
And then number 9, Puerto Rico, and number 10, Singapore.
Singapore, kind of random. Must be
very
nice there.
Very random. Well, I think that has to do with Singapore being kind of one of the most westernized big Asian metropolitans.
I had no idea. That's kind of awesome.
I don't know that for sure.
I mean, it used to be Hong Kong until China got control of them and slowly turned it back to China rule, but yeah.
Well, now, speaking of China, the top 10 inbound places that people are coming to America from, China is number 3 on that list. Number 1, the UK. Number 2, Bahrain. Who knew?
Wait, so everybody's coming to the U.S. from these
places now. Okay. Yeah. Bahrain. So this is inbound. 1, the UK. 2, Bahrain. 3, China. 4, Colombia. 5, our neighbors to the north, Canada. Huh. Some of these countries are so small, I can't believe that
it's
high enough to make a tick in the statistics. Because
right?
Then following that, you have Cyprus, Bangladesh, and Fiji. Those are all tiny nations.
Yeah, but they've got money. And this is, we're talking legal immigration in these statistics, I'm assuming.
I would imagine.
And I'm not trying to get political here, but the United States brings in 1 million people legally.
It's not just people crossing the border.
Regardless of whatever you believe. And in that, it takes a lot of money and it takes a lot of time.
Yep.
And all the nations that you just named,
that's right,
I would believe their GDP is pretty high up there, which means their constituents have a lot of cash.
Is it a percentage? Percentage, maybe. Like, it's a percentage of people that go, which is why it's so high.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Because Bahrain, like, Fiji's tiny.
Well, they want me to download their media kit if
no.
I have to find out how these numbers
are. I don't care.
Stop it.
I don't care that much.
You don't need to bring your travel expert on for an interview there, buddy.
Rounding out the top 10 of inbound is Spain at number 9 and Austria, number 10.
Okay. I guess that makes sense. Spain and Austria politically not as great as here. I don't know.
Fantasy freaks and geeks. It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.